streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump a step closer to the Republican presidential nomination after Ron DeSantis exited the race on Sunday, leaving Trump and Nikki Haley as the last two Republicans standing.
He suddenly started to be really self-aware of all of the missteps and the stumbles in his own campaign. He started saying, I should have done media earlier. And, you know, I really want Nikki Haley to sort of get out of the race so then I could just take on Trump myself. But I think the more that he started talking to close aides and advisors around him, the more they just painted this grim picture of a campaign that really just failed to launch, failed to get off the ground, and struggled to actually prove that they had a chance against Trump.
ABC's Rachel Scott this week could produce the actual text of an immigration reform bill a bipartisan group of senators is hashing out. No fewer than 23 skiers and snowboarders had to be rescued Saturday after becoming lost in the backcountry in Killington, Vermont. This is ABC News.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers want to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks. Right now, it's 20 weeks. There are exceptions. The bill has a public hearing Monday, the same day Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin to promote reproductive rights. The measure needs to be signed by the governor and approved by voters statewide, but Evers is likely to veto the bill. The state health department is recommending that all young children be tested for lead in their blood. Previously, only children deemed at risk were recommended to be tested, like those living in homes built before 1978. They say that children as young as 1 or 2 years old should be tested, and as old as 5 if they haven't yet been tested. Exposure to lead can lead to slowed growth and development. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
It's game 2 of the Bucks and the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Pistons again in Detroit. Milwaukee winning the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. College basketball. Badgers picking up a win at the Kohl Center over Indiana Friday night, 91-79. Their next game is tomorrow night in Minnesota against the Gophers. Marquette got a win on the road, beating St. John's by 1 point, 73-72 on Saturday. Their next game is Wednesday against DePaul in Chicago. The Packers packing their bags, losing to the 49ers, 24-21, ending their season on emotional Aaron Jones after the game.
Nobody thought we would be here. Nobody thought we would make it to the second round of the playoffs. But it just shows that if you buy in, you believe in each other, you work together, offense, defense, special teams, and you really come together, it's hard to stop. It's that chemistry, you build chemistry, it's hard to stop.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy today, but it's also going to be warmer. Our high right around 32 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, a little light snow by morning. Our low 26 tomorrow, a little light snow in the morning. Cloudy all day with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
1670 AM, The Zone. From farm to fork and everything in between, we cover it all. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Welcome in on a Monday morning. Did you get your fill of football over the weekend? Yes, I know the Green Bay Packers season is over, but we get to watch the Detroit Lions move forward. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Glad you're along with us. Yes, you're right. This is not a sports show. It is the farm show. We're focused in on all things about Wisconsin agriculture. So glad that you're joining us. Weather-wise, we're hoping warmer temperatures are going to join us this week. Starting today, cloudy skies on the way. 34 are expected high today. Tomorrow, we've got a chance of snow in the forecast. 34 are expected high. Wednesday, up to 36 degrees and mixed precipitation in the forecast. Thursday, more showers on the way, 38. Friday, cloudy skies and 37 degrees. How much of an issue is this weather going to be if you're doing traveling this week? We'll find out. Stu Mocker, ag meteorologist, on the way. And stay tuned. A brand new feature we're bringing to you this morning, focused in on how Wisconsin's dairy industry checkoff dollars are focused in on return on investment. Charity Seebecker visits with the CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin looking for those answers. Stick around.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong. Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farm accidents have no season. They happen 24/7, 365, whether we're planting, whether we're harvesting, whether we're helping the crops grow. Farming is an intense occupation that requires our full attention all the time. The National Farm Medicine Center in Marshfield preaches farm safety, investigates, researches farm safety and farm accidents, and one of the things that they have found is that paying attention is a real challenge for farmers once they get tired. Melissa Pluckelman is an outreach specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center, and she told us, yes, getting tired is a key to farm accidents.
Spring, summer, and fall, you know, the planting is just as hectic as harvest and taking care of the crops in the middle of the season, whether it's haying, spraying, whatever it may be. We get tired. We got to notice that.
We do get tired, and we need to recognize it in our bodies. Sometimes we don't listen to our bodies, do we? So when we start to feel tired, we start to get headaches, we maybe even have some brain fog, we need to think about how fatigue affects our decision making, and it affects the safety on the farm, not only for ourselves, but for those around us. The other thing that we can think about is that fatigue can actually cost us money. So we think, I got to be in the fields when the time is right. And I understand that reality. When the fields are dry enough, when the crops are dry enough, like you have to get them off. When in the spring, when the ground is warm, you got to get the seeds in. But when you're tired and fatigued, you make decisions slower, you have a slower reaction time, and that can even cause problems with the machinery that you're running, and that can cost you money. And so we need to really think about, how is fatigue affecting us, and how can we mitigate the hazard of fatigue? And so some of the things that we remind you to think of is actually getting up at the same time every morning makes a huge difference in your body. So if you're working late into the night and you think, well, it's important that I get 8 hours of sleep, so I'm going to sleep until 11 tomorrow, that actually hurts your routine. So get up at the same time, get a little bit of exercise, and then take a nap if you have time. That's actually a better way to kind of mitigate that fatigue that your body feels.
Now, is that just for the wellness of our body or our wellness of our mind and our thinking process? Does it all play together?
It does. Exactly like you said, it all plays together. So our muscles feel better. You know, we can do things like lift heavy things or, you know, all of that with our muscles. But also, yes, majorly that helps our mind and it helps our decision-making process. It helps our moods. All of those things are connected with fatigue.
So how'd you do this research? I mean, it's, you know, because you talk to farmers and they don't always tell you the whole truth about, you know, how many hours a day they're working or when they start and when they end. It's got to be a challenge.
It is a challenge. And so the research is being done right now at the Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center, or UMASH, which is based in Minnesota. And they are currently doing some of that research. But you're absolutely right. Farmers don't admit when they're tired. And so that's why it's important for us to look out for each other. So if you are a spouse of a farmer, if you are a worker for a farm owner, or if you're a farm owner and you have workers, like calling each other out and saying, I can tell that you're tired and I know that you need some rest in order to be at your peak efficiency. So again, it's going to make you more efficient in the job that you're doing, but it's going to make you safer as well. And at the end of the day, what we really want is for farmers to go home to their family and everyone to be safe and healthy and whole. And so that's why we're doing the research now. And you're right, how do we do that research? We try to talk to farmers, we try to do surveys, we do focus groups, we visit them at farm shows. And you're right, it's hard because not everyone is always telling the whole truth, and then others are exaggerating. So you kind of have to find that middle ground. But that research is important so that the resources that we create for farmers is real and it meets them where they're at.
How much of this research is just about what time do you get up? How many hours a day do you work in the busy season? Does it also include what's your diet during this area? Are you, you know, eating a Milky Way or are you stopping for a halfway decent lunch? What's all included? How all-encompassing is this research? Because fatigue is a very important thing that farmers have to recognize.
Now, I'm going to admit, I'm not the scientist. I'm not doing the research. But you're right. We are looking at all of that. And we're looking at, it's really interesting because sometimes we talk about how farmers create and produce the most nutritious food out there, whatever their product is. When we think about milk and dairy farmers in our area, milk is one of the most nutritious supplements we can put into our body with the vitamins and minerals it gives us, the amount of protein. But yet when a dairy farmer gets up in the morning, he's usually drinking a Mountain Dew or a pot of coffee. And we just want to remind them to think about the nutrition that they're putting into their bodies. And if you need that caffeine to get you going in the morning, I get it. Realistically, I do it too. But afterwards, drink some water. Make sure that you have something a little bit more healthy. If you have to be in the tractor all day, think about the snacks that you're taking with you. It's hard sometimes because we don't have a refrigerator in the tractor, but take snacks that you know are high in protein, that are not high in carbs and sugar. So instead of, like you said, having that Milky Way or that box of donuts, take a healthy sandwich with maybe a whole wheat bread. Make sure that you have some granola bars that are high in protein, or some nuts might also be better for you. And so, yeah, your nutrition really plays a role in your fatigue as well. But also, exercise. Our farmers think that they get enough exercise because they're constantly going, but we don't always raise our heart rate to the level that we need to. And so taking a little break, getting some stretching in, maybe even run across the field a couple times, get your heart rate up a little bit. You're actually going to sleep better at night if you do that during the day.
Interesting tips. Also, you know, we see sometimes that maybe the kids are in the cab with us or the combine or the tractor or whatever. Somebody's got to take care of the kids. It's a challenge. You think, well, on a farm, you know, you're always around the farm to take care of the kids. But that's not the way of it. Child care is very important in the rural area, just like it is in town.
So we know agriculture is one of the most hazardous industries there is. But we know that it's the only industry where we can take our children onto the farm and there are no laws against that. So we kind of raise our children in the work site. And there's pros and cons to that. There's pros, they learn work ethic. They learn the circle of life. They really kind of see how things work and how things grow. but also we know that it's hazardous for them. And parents will tell us that they love having their children near, but sometimes when it's time to get work done, it's impossible to work and supervise a child, and they wish that there was childcare available.
Is there something in the works that maybe some childcare assistance is coming?
Yes, so with the Farm Bill, one of the priorities that Farm Bureau and the Farmers Union have put in their priority list is childcare and making it affordable and accessible in rural America. Because right now, farmers will tell you that they might have to drive an hour to drop their child off at childcare and then drive an hour home and then again to pick them up. And by that time, they've lost 4 hours of their day and it's no longer worth it. Or the price of childcare is so high that they just can't afford it. So they do. They put children in the tractor. And no research has formally been done on how do those vibrations actually affect a growing child? Or how does that affect their ears as they're growing, and will that harm them in the future with their hearing loss? And so those are things that we need to think about as adults and as parents, and that's not the safest place for us to put a child, but what do we do? So yes, trying to find accessible and affordable childcare in rural America.
Challenges continue in agriculture, but the National Farm Medicine Center is here to help us weather all these challenges. Melissa Pleckelman with us, and Melissa, of course, along with Scott Heiberger, sharing the information of the research at the National Farm Medicine Center. I'm Bob Bosold.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. The Todd Almaz Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
That's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almaz Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Now that's good dirt.
Pam is the name. Farm speak is the game. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
And on a Monday, it's time for us to speak about the weather, brought to you courtesy of our friends at Compeer Financial. Stu Mock Ag, meteorologist, joining us. It does feel like our temperatures have already improved a pretty good chunk, even at this early hour, Stu. But I am kind of curious, with all the meetings, conventions, etc. we've got coming up later this week, what kind of crazy precipitation pattern are we going to have to manage through?
I think we're going to talk about, believe it or not, Pam, more likely some rain. Early this week, yeah, it could mix with a little freezing rain, freezing drizzle, some snowflakes. But by the time we get to Wednesday, Thursday, mostly some rain. And with some of the snow covers we have, you know, that gets kind of icy and not all that nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. I mean, for a lot of rural roads, and even in town, we got a snowpack there that's going to be slippy, mushy, you know, that way. And so the freezing rain is what concerns me most on top of that.
Right, and that's not a real major threat. I mean, I don't expect we're going to build a sheet of ice on everything as freezing rain falls, but we're going to get that mix of precipitation, especially quite late tonight into the day Tuesday. Once we get through that time frame, it looks a little more likely Wednesday, Thursday, you know, that we talk about some rainfall in the area. And the mild air is indeed building in. Temperatures this morning, for the most part, are above yesterday's recorded daytime highs. It warmed up in the nighttime. The south breeze just enough to tap into that mild air mass and really warm those temperatures up through the nighttime. There's a frontal boundary way off into northern Minnesota, back towards South Dakota. That will eventually drop east and southeast and head our way out ahead of it. We get that south wind, that mild air that builds in. That strong high we had late last week off to our southwest, it's to our southeast today. And in that position on the back side of that high pressure center, we have these south winds. And they bring that mild air in. The radar indicating that there is some very light and somewhat mixed precipitation from Milwaukee, almost back to Madison, almost that far west, and spreading south, especially down into Illinois. If you're in that part of the state heading east or southeast this morning, you may find that mix of precipitation very light, but it is getting started already there, according to the radar. And then with the rest of us, we're going to talk about more cloudy skies and more likely that mix of precipitation happening later tonight or on into the day Tuesday. Snow amounts, you know, not quite an inch if we see that kind of accumulation, but mixed with it some rain, maybe a little brief period of freezing rain or freezing drizzle. Things could be a lot more slippery through the day Tuesday. Rain and snow, still the chance Tuesday night. And then as we've talked about, Wednesday, Thursday, more likely some rain, you know, a tenth of an inch or less, not a big deal, but built it on top of the slushy conditions we have and the ice pack and the snow pack on some of the roads. Things are going to be a lot more sloppy, a lot more slippery. This is going to seem like a big change after the cold weather of last week. The mild weather this week is the key, where we are going to stay up in the 30s for most of the week. Getting there already today or getting close today, and definitely then being in the 30s beyond that point, a real mild break at this part of January. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
What does supporting rural communities look like? At Compeer Financial, we believe it starts with giving back. That's why we are here, with grants that invest in the communities we serve to help beginning farmers, fund agricultural education, support first responders, stimulate economic growth, and partner with causes that matter to our clients. Visit Compeer.com to learn more. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
All right, buddy, let's have a few more details. So we're already starting to warm up. Now the challenge is going to be just flexing with the precipitation we get, huh?
Yep, that's about it. It's going to start to mix in and make things change. Our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Forecast is for a cloudy day today. Southeast Wisconsin, that very light, patchy, freezing, drizzle, light snow this morning. I expect with clouds today, we all push back to near freezing, about 32, and that's an above normal day. The south winds, 10 to 15, could gust up around 30 now and again. Cloudy overnight, and there it is, the patchy drizzle, freezing drizzle, maybe some snowflakes, could be a little rain as we head toward daybreak, with nighttime lows in the low 30s, 30 or 31, not going to cool much. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. Cloudy Tuesday, rain, snow, could be some freezing rain mixed in that mix and slop during the day. Less than an inch of snow, just a little covering of ice if it collects in the mid-30s, 34, 35, with east winds at 5. Cloudy skies Wednesday, and again, a little rain chance later in the day. Mid-30s, call it 36, with east winds at 5. If you notice, Pam, not windy like it was last week. Today, kind of breezy, but beyond that, we're not going to have those really brisk winds, but the mild air is here, and those changes happen.
All right, good enough. I will talk with you tomorrow morning, already having experienced what's going on the roads.
All right, sounds good.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist, with your Monday weather forecast brought to you courtesy of our friends at Compure Financial. Compure Financial is your financial partner, committed to agriculture and rural America. Find their resources and office near you online at compure.com. Chad Vincent, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, on the way.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it's New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump a step closer to the Republican presidential nomination after Ron DeSantis exited the race on Sunday, leaving Trump and Nikki Haley as the last two Republicans standing.
He suddenly started to be really self-aware of all of the missteps and the stumbles in his own campaign. He started saying, I should have done media earlier. And, you know, I really want Nikki Haley to sort of get out of the race so then I could just take on Trump myself. But I think the more that he started talking to close aides and advisors around him, the more they just painted this grim picture of a campaign that really just failed to launch, failed to get off the ground, and struggled to actually prove that they had a chance against Trump.
ABC's Rachel Scott this week could produce the actual text of an immigration reform bill a bipartisan group of senators is hashing out. No fewer than 23 skiers and snowboarders had to be rescued Saturday after becoming lost in the backcountry in Killington, Vermont. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers want to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks. Right now, it's 20 weeks. There are exceptions. The bill has a public hearing Monday, the same day Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin to promote reproductive rights. The measure needs to be signed by the governor and approved by voters statewide, but Evers is likely to veto the bill. The state health department is recommending that all young children be tested for lead in their blood. Previously, only children deemed at risk were recommended to be tested, like those living in homes built before 1978. They say that children as young as 1 or 2 years old should be tested, and as old as 5 if they haven't yet been tested. Exposure to lead can lead to slowed growth and development. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
It's game two of the Bucks and the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Pistons again in Detroit. Milwaukee winning the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. College basketball. Badgers picking up a win at the Kohl Center over Indiana Friday night, 91-79. Their next game is tomorrow night in Minnesota against the Gophers. Marquette got a win on the road, beating St. John's by 1 point, 73-72 on Saturday. Their next game is Wednesday against DePaul in Chicago. The Packers packing their bags, losing to the 49ers, 24-21, ending their season on emotional Aaron Jones after the game.
Nobody thought we would be here. Nobody thought we would make it to the second round of the playoffs. But it just shows that if you buy in, you believe in each other, you work together, offense, defense, special teams, and you really come together, it's hard to stop. However, it's that chemistry, you build chemistry, it's hard to stop.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a...
It is going to be cloudy today, but it's also going to be warmer. Our high right around 32 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy. A little light snow by morning. Our low 26 tomorrow. A little light snow in the morning. Cloudy all day with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance. Or just all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for...
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almaz Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
It's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Quarterback, I guess it's just easier if it is the quarterback.
Yeah, right.
You bet she thinks your tractor's sexy. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Wet forecast this week. Cloudy skies and 34 today, but then the precipitation shows up tomorrow in the form of snow. 34 Wednesday, it's rain and 36. Thursday, rain and 38. Friday, cloudy skies, 37 degrees. Today is the 22nd day of January. Did you know on this day back in 1964, the world's largest cheese at that time was produced right here in Wisconsin? It was a block of cheddar cheese that weighed more than 17 ton. It was created for the 1964 New York World's Fair and consumed during the annual meeting of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association in Eau Claire. If you go to the small community of Neillsville, you can still see a replica of that cheese in their cheesemobile. World's largest block of cheese produced in Wisconsin on this day back in 1964. That's the largest block at that time, anyhow. On this day in 1970, the Boeing 747 takes off on its first scheduled flight. It's still in the air today. And happy anniversary to former President Donald Trump and his wife, Melania, married on this day back in 2005. And now you know. Brand new feature to bring your way on a Monday morning. Charity Seebecker joins us now with an update on how dairy producers' checkoff dollars are being invested.
Have you ever wondered what happens with your dairy checkoff dollars and where they're going towards? I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Chad Vincent, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, tells us just that in this month's Check-In with Dairy Checkoff. He says what they do with your checkoff dollars can have a key ripple effect on your return on investment.
You know, the farmers created this program about 40 years ago, and it's really all about creating demand and trust for dairy products in Wisconsin. One thing we often get is lobbying. And when they created this thing, they said, look, there's enough lobby groups out there. We don't want you to be lobbying. Help us build demand and awareness and trust for our products.
So what types of programming does that checkoff fund then once you have that?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it's advertising, digital, creating the image and getting the word out there about all the amazing dairy products that we make. You know, with the dollars, we do a lot of work in schools and making sure the kids get educated, because there's really, without us, there's not a whole lot of folks that are in the schools actually talking about dairy and even agriculture. So we're really strong in that area. And, you know, we also make sure that we get farmers in front of consumers, because they really don't get enough of that. So farmers can tell their true stories about what they do on the farms and how they take care of the land and the water and the air and how they're an amazing part of the community. So we're really, you know, the marketing department for the Wisconsin dairy farmers.
And can you touch a little bit more on that? When you are into the schools, what does that look like? And what are those opportunities for them to help share their stories?
Well, you know, we've got detailed plans that are like very simple for multiple grade level teachers to grab and incorporate in their planning, which they love because it's kind of turnkey. But we also have Adopt-A-Cow, which is an amazing program where we probably had over 150,000 kids exposed to dairy last year, where a teacher in a school adopts a calf and they follow that calf through the full year. And at the end of it, a lot of them go to Farm Dairy Center and visit the calf themselves. So they get to see life on the farm. They get to see how the calves are really treated, and they're part of the family. And it's a fantastic, positive way for them to interact with dairy and learn where their food actually comes from.
And how does the dairy checkoff measure and report its return on investment then to its farmers with these initiatives?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of different ways. You know, the Texas A&M does an annual study, and I think the last one was for every dollar that is spent and invested for a farmer money, that's like a $4.78 return. But really, there's so many different ways to look at that. We, you know, dairy per capita consumption has increased by 80 pounds per person, or about 2.2 pounds per year. Our dairy consumption has grown 6% in the last 5 years alone. You know, on one of the measurables that we have is we invest in PR, which is where we provide story ideas to editors and newsrooms around the country. And then if they pick those stories up, they'll tell them for free. We earned over $70 million in publicity and PR last year across, you know, CNN, major news networks, local news networks, farm networks everywhere. It's pretty cool that we were able to spend $1 million and get $70 million worth of media investment return.
And can you take me through maybe a little bit of the feedback that you're receiving from farmers, knowing that you are doing this on their behalf?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. It's probably one of the hardest part of the job, Charity, is that, you know, the farmers that actually have taken the time to look and see what we're doing and what we're doing with their money, because it's their money. For the vast majority, they realize, wow, there's amazing amount of really positive, great things happening with their funding. The hard part is there's a lot of farmers that really don't, and all they see is the money going out of their paycheck every week. And it's hard, right? If you don't know where money's going and it's just being pulled out, it's really difficult. So anybody that has questions about it, we really ask them, hey, call me, lean in, ask us. We have, you know, 25 different farmers that are board members that can also give you a one-on-one inside, not us talking, but them seeing what's happening as well. Because it's really, we listen hard to farmers and make sure that we're doing what they need to deliver awareness and demand for the dairy products.
And what is something maybe you wish people knew about the efforts that you guys are doing with these dairy checkoff dollars?
I think one of the things I wish they knew is we scrutinize these programs. We have post-ops on every program that we do, and we evaluate them. We set objectives up front. We measure them. Did it work? Did it not work? How do we make it better? Is it still worth doing? If it's not, kill it, stop it, move on, and invest those monies to where they're going to get the biggest return and be most impactful. Because once again, Farmer Nichols, it's for us, we're really passionate about making sure that we have farmers first, and farmers are the most passionate things that we're. That's why we're all here.
That was Chad Vincent, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, along with us. If you have questions, head on over to wisconsindairy.org and don't hesitate to reach out to them. From the Midwest Farm Report, and Charity Seebecker.
Join the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke along with the Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2024 Corn Soy Expo. It's happening on February 1st and 2nd at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Pam will be broadcasting on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. with Compeer Financial, located in booth 409. She'll broadcast at 2 p.m. with the Wisconsin Soybean Board at booth 402. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
On Friday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained 2¾ cents to 146¾, but 40-pound block cheese dropped 2½ to 144½. The AA butter, that was down 2 cents, 254½ per pound. February Class 3 milk this morning is unchanged, 1579 a hundredweight. March Class 3 milk down a penny, 1608. March corn's unchanged. December new crop also unchanged at 475½. March soybeans are currently unchanged. November new crop beans unchanged at 1191. Right now, the July new crop wheat's down a penny at 608½. Well, we have a new host site for the 2026 Wisconsin Farm Technology Days event. But I'll tell you what, things are changing between now and then. Talking about that change up next with Anna Maynor, General Manager of Wisconsin Farm Technology Days.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit StarRegistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The Todd Alma Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Visit mhimaging.com.
Connecting producers and consumers one story at a time. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Young.
All kinds of moisture in the forecast for this week. Cloudy skies today, 34. Tomorrow we've got snow in the forecast, 34. Wednesday, it's rain in the forecast and 36. Rain on Thursday, 38. Friday, cloudy skies, 37 degrees. So glad you're along with us on this Monday. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll catch up with our friend John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Well, last week, the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days Board announced they had found a host for the 2026 event, celebrating its 72nd year in 2026. They're heading to Stratford, where No Joke Dairy is going to be the host site. Now, this is a little bit of a change in pattern for Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. In the past, they would find a county that wanted to host the event, and then that county would begin to look for a host farm. Well, that's all changing starting in 2025. I talked about it with Anna Maynor, General Manager of Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, and she explains it really wasn't their choice to have to change up their selection process, but instead ramifications from changes within University Extension Services.
Those of you that are familiar with the past 70 years of this farm show know that Extension played a large role in it, and the county played a large role in it. Often shows would be selected because a county extension agent would be interested in managing the show, and so they would go to their county board and they'd ask the county board, you know, for not only verbal support but financial support to get the show going. And then the ag agent and the extension office would play an important role of, you know, being the secretary for the show, being the person that was on site managing things. Well, as many of you know, there's two factors that have really played into changing that role. And that is the role of extension has changed. Many of those extension agents do not have one county that they're responsible for anymore. They've gone regional. They've also specialized. And many counties don't have agents anymore the way that they used to. And then county budgets have gotten tighter. And to go to a county and ask them to put up the money to bring this show, even though it does have a very positive financial impact on the county, the businesses and companies and things in the county, hotels and such, the county itself may not see that direct return. So it just got to be harder and harder to go the route where we found a county who said, oh, yes, we want you to come. And then after you say that you'll come, then we'll go out and find a farm. Mm-hmm. And what I started hearing was from farms that said, you know, we would have the show, but our county's not interested. We don't have an ag agent who's interested in doing it. Our ag agent is new, so they're not interested in doing it. And so we just decided, you know, if there's farms out there that are willing to do this, maybe we just go direct. And so that is what we've decided to do. And it was interesting. We didn't have anybody lined up for 2025 last year. And the board said, go out there and see what you can find. And, you know, I made a couple of calls, and Clinton stepped up right away, and they said, well, we'll do it. And then it wasn't more than a couple months later, and I got a call. There was the Radetzkys were interested in doing it in 2026. And you asked, how many farms? We haven't even had to ask for farms. They're just kind of coming out of the woodwork, and they're making a case to us, to the board, about why they want to have this show, what it means to them to have the show, and we're just taking it. We're just going where it's being led. So far, I'm really excited about it.
Excellent, excellent. Now, we know that this is going to be, like you said, change of direction, also change of operations. You got a little taste of that during the 2023 show in Baraboo, Anna. The board feel confident both financially and logistically that we'll be able to tackle these one-offs, shall we say, without county support?
Baraboo was a successful show. You know, our goal, we're a 501c3. So our goal is to achieve our mission. And, you know, our mission is to provide education in and about agriculture. So in other words, we both want to educate farmers, but we also want to educate consumers, because we understand for farming to be successful, the consumer has to be involved. The consumer has to support the farming operation. The consumer has to, you know, consume the milk, consume the cheese. So we really feel that it's important that it be two-pronged. Yes, we're going to educate farmers about how to do a better job farming, but we're going to also educate consumers about how their food is produced, why it's important for rural communities to support their agricultural base, why it's important to understand the regulations and laws that impact agriculture and how that impacts their rural communities.
Now, people have to understand it is not an easy lift to put on a show that attracts tens of thousands of people from across the state of Wisconsin. Do you anticipate having to staff up, Anna? Are you going to be looking for auxiliary services? The logistical implementation of the show cannot be overlooked.
Yes, we had to look at ways that we could reduce the need for volunteers. I mean, I think any of your listeners out there that work for a nonprofit organization have discovered that volunteers are kind of a precious commodity nowadays. And, you know, our show historically has taken 1,500 volunteers to make it work. Well, so we had to look at what is really taking our volunteer force and how can we cut that down. And so one big change we made in Baraboo that came off very successfully is we went away from the show producing its own food to feed our guests. So we went to food trucks. We also realized that we needed a volunteer coordinator, somebody whose specific job is to look for volunteers that will help with the show. And we knew we had to change something. You know, there are so many people who out of their love in their heart that they will come and they will do something. But those days are kind of a little bit going to the side. You know, you need to recognize that those volunteers are making a commitment and you need to commit to them as well. So the show has decided that when volunteers come and work during the show, we track their hours. And we then have them select a nonprofit organization. It's not something they get paid directly for doing, but they identify their nonprofit organization that they want to support. And then a monetary amount, I don't want to say what specifically, but it's a very reasonable amount of money per hour worked is then donated to that charity. So we gave away about $32,000 in Baraboo to 29 different organizations. Some got more because they had more volunteers coming, but, you know, it was the ones you'd be used to hearing, SFA and those sorts of things. But we also had volunteers who came and volunteered for the Leukemia Association or the Alzheimer's Association.
Anna Maynard, General Manager of Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, explaining some of the flexing that they're doing within the organization to make sure that the show can continue. Now, this year, Chippewa County will host Wisconsin Farm Technology Days just outside of Cadott near the Country Fest grounds, August 13th through the 15th. Then, as Anna pointed out, in 2025, they pivot to their new model where the farm will be the host site. Not so worried about the county participation. In 2025, the second, third, and fourth generations of the Clinton family will host the big show. That's going to be an August 5th through the 7th event, just outside of Bear Creek. And now, as we found out, the 2026 show will be a July show, and No Joke Dairy outside of Stratford will act as your host. Follow along if you'd like, wifarmtechnologydays.org. Catching up with John Heinberg, Market Advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning, same time, same channel.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
A new Mental Health Alliance forms to assist Ohio farmers. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Ohio Agricultural Mental Health Alliance is formed to help Ohio farmers and their families deal with stress and anxiety. The group includes three state-level departments, agriculture, health, and mental health and addiction services, the Ohio State University, Ohio Farm Bureau, Ohio Suicide Prevention Foundation, and Farm Credit Mid-America. Ty Higgins is with the Farm Bureau.
This brings together the agriculture community who knows a lot about farming and then those that maybe aren't involved in agriculture, those professionals that understand mental health.
Nathan Brown is a farmer from Ohio's Highland County.
I've had times where I've needed people to help hold me up. I actually just lost a really close friend of mine just about a year ago because I didn't know how to transition the farm to that next generation, and there was a lot of infightings, and, you know, it breaks my heart.
Brown sees the new alliance as a real asset.
So many of my fellow friends, farmers, have struggled, are struggling, or will struggle in the future, and the more resources we can have available, the better for all of us.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, you can call 988 from anywhere for the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it's New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's down to the final two. Former President Donald